This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, the two J's, in fact, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan here. We had quite an interesting weekend here with regard to the overview of our Feeding America thing. I hope that you participated in some way, shape, or form with us last week. A number of people, thousands, in fact. I don't know that, Jay, there was much attention given to it on our social media. Say that again, Doug, on our social media. The thing that I am impressed with more than anything else, some of the radio companies we all worked in, we had the largest group of stations, but a lot of stations, hundreds of them, were involved with Feeding America. We did it a year ago and raised, I think, $52,000 what came out of our listeners. And a pretty similar number, actually, this year. They raised enough money to provide 5 million meals, 600 food banks, 2,000 food pantries. That's a pretty amazing thing when you think about, and Richie would laugh at this, how discombobulated management is in most radio groups and stations and stuff. So the fact that, excuse me, all these people got together, then it gave me cause to think about some of the other things that we have done through radio over the years. And I think one of the things that comes to mind, the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the benefits that come from that, and the Children's Miracle Network and the benefits that come from that, there are a lot of really, really good people that have given a lot of time, celebrities, excuse me, radio stations, that sort of thing. But I just wanted to say thank you for all those who spent the time and understood the mission, that sort of thing. But you look back at all of the number of charities and programs that are helped by radio programs and hosts and stuff, and it's really kind of cool. All right, so Jennifer, did you pay much attention to the funeral of Prince Philip?
I didn't. It was very early in the morning, and Saturday is really the only day I get to sleep in. So I did not watch. Of course, I saw some of the highlights, and I thought maybe the image that stuck with me most is just watching the Queen sit by herself.
Yeah.
There were only 30 people that were allowed to come to Prince Philip's funeral because of COVID, and they had her sitting sort of just alone on her side of the chapel. And I don't know. I thought that was a sad image. It was tough on her. I think she still looks phenomenal. I'll have what she's having because she looks really, really good for her
age.
She's
94, isn't she? Five?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Yeah. God, I didn't realize she was that old. She looks amazing.
Well, no, she's 90. Isn't she like 91, I think, something like that? Mm-hmm. But
at that point, does it make a difference?
Yeah. Well, I'm 90, sure they would say, yeah, we want to make sure we count every single year.
When I get there, yeah, I guess I'm going to think, this is one more important day. Yeah.
But that's kind of the image that stuck with me, I think, more than anything else and all the other drama of the day.
Well, thinking about the relationship that William has to Harry and then seeing Prince Andrew wandering around there, the whole business of Andrew, maybe that's shows my own prejudice. I like Harry a lot. I'm ambivalent about William. I think he's kind of like a do-do-do-do-do guy. Prince Andrew
more of a stiff,
Yeah, he's a real
well,
stiff.
Well, but also, before you make fun of him for being a stiff,
I'm
think
not
about what
fun
his,
of him.
No,
I
but think about what his lot in life is. Harry has had the benefit of knowing he doesn't get the throne. And so Harry has been a hard partier. He's the one that got to go do what he wanted to do in life. William was never allowed to do what he wanted to do
That's
in
true.
Life.
William that is, a
good is being groomed. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, if anything, I have a lot more respect for William because his lot in life is very hard. You know, he has had had to, he has had to worry about who he marries, what it looks like, what everybody thinks, if he's got favor with the Brits. And I don't know. I think that he's got a lot of stress on his shoulders because he's next. I don't know that it'll go to Charles, right?
Well, it's supposed to go to Charles, and then it goes to William after that. I think that's really,
I think many people believe that Charles is going to be bypassed for William.
Who makes the choice?
The Queen.
Yeah.
That's been the rumor.
There's an ongoing joke that she's still alive just because she doesn't want to give it to Charles.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't want to give it to Prince Andrew, that's for sure.
No, okay, so here with Prince Andrew, apparently he's been offered $7 million to take a lie detector test about Epstein, his relationship with Epstein. And so he should come, or if he takes the offer up, come over here, take a public polygraph test about his relationship. There's a fellow named Ian Halperin. I don't know much about him. Anybody know
what his story is? Yeah, he's a British kind of investigative journalist. He's sort of like a tabloid kind of journalist. He's written books about the royal family and other scandals. He's the one who's putting up the $7 million. So he has a new book called Controversy, Sex, Lies, Dirty Money. And essentially in this book, he says that the British royals, or the firm, as we now know, because of Meghan and Harry, that's what they're called, that the firm threw the media glare on Meghan Markle and Harry to divert from Andrew's links to Epstein. It is an interesting thing because the timing does kind of have a lot of crossover. Mm-hmm. So it I don't know if that's true. That's pretty terrible, but
I don't think Meghan and Harry would have been dictated by that. I mean, they came forward when they came forward. I mean
all the negative press. No, the negative press that started on Meghan and Harry in the UK at the same time.
I just feel like that press was sort of self-induced by what they said.
Now, there's this whole business about diplomatic immunity. Is Prince Philip or anybody that comes from a royal family like that, are they entitled to diplomatic immunity so that if he came here, he couldn't be prosecuted no matter what? He couldn't go anywhere and be prosecuted? Does that apply to the royal family? Anybody know?
I don't know. It's a good question because the prosecutors in New York, the Manhattan District Attorney, has been trying to interview Prince Philip, or Prince Andrew, rather, and so and they've gotten zero cooperation. So you might be right. Maybe Prince Andrew just doesn't want to respond and doesn't have to.
Well, I'm thinking he doesn't have to. But if, in fact, maybe we carry it one step further, if, in fact, diplomatic immunity is offered to all of these people. There was a recent episode of one of the Law and Order shows where a daughter of a diplomat got away with running somebody over.
That's straight from the headlines. That woman who ran over the 19-year-old British kid and killed him and fled the scene and then decided she was never going to go back to England because she claimed diplomatic immunity through her husband's job. So I love how Law and Order turns those into scripts. They do it really well.
Yeah, they do it very well. Speaking of television, the star of Billions, which is a show that I have found fascinating, a British actor named Damian Lewis, who does a fabulous job of losing his British accent. You know, interesting guy like Gerard Butler, all these Brits, the fellow who's on Chicago Fire, I forget his name, who's the captain, that come, all these people that come from Australia, that what was the name of that doctor?
House?
Come on. Yes.
House. Yeah.
Another Aussie.
I didn't even know he was British until I saw him host SNL.
Yeah, well, you don't know
I was like, why is he doing a British accent?
Yeah, well, and Damian Lewis, the same thing.
Anyway,
he stars as Bobby Axelrod on Billions. His wife, Helen McCrory, I'm not a fan. I don't recognize her, but a lot of people have been talking about her because she was in all of the what do you call it, movies?
She was in all the Harry Potter movies.
She played
Malfoy's mother. She was in Peaky Blinders, which is a really popular show. She was also in The Crown, and I forget I don't think she played Elizabeth, but I think she played one of the sisters of Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's everywhere. She was a very well-respected actress. I didn't even know they were married.
No,
I knew
either.
She was, but I didn't know they were married.
She's a little older. He's 50. She's 52, but she died from cancer over the weekend. And apparently he wrote a very, very sweet note acknowledging and just telling the story He wrote, quote, "She's shown no fear, no bitterness, no self-pity, only armed us with the courage to go on. I'm staggered by her. She's been a meteor in our life." I think that's those are pretty powerful words.
Yeah.
So thinking about, you know, we all think about the people in our lives that we have lost or maybe losing, and you try to, but I think one of the things about, to go back to the funeral, apparently there was a note that was a sort of in the flowers that were on top of the casket for the prince that had been written by the queen. And then there was a lot of speculation as to what was inside of it. Anybody ever get to know what was actually inside that note? You saw the pictures of it, right? Did you all see those?
I didn't see the funeral, but I had heard about it. But it was similar. Remember, I'll never forget watching Harry and William walking behind Diana's casket, and they had a card on top of it that said mummy or something. And so I think it's probably tradition that they write a personal note, but we never, the public, I don't think never know. Yeah.
Right. 16 after the hour on the DJV program. Coming up, new rules proposed for those of you who are worried about having your mortgage foreclosed upon. We'll find out how that's going to work in a moment.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, let's get to this set of rules, ladies. The foreclosures, which have been on everybody's mind. I guess I'm wondering, Victoria, you've been on top of this. Mm-hmm. Is the same protection going to be afforded to those who are renters as well as to those who have mortgages that are going to be behind?
No, because there's no real, you know, renters, as I am one, we don't really have any assets. So it's in states like in Manhattan, more people rent than own by a very large margin. So renters and in Los Angeles, too, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about rent being canceled and things like that. That's really going to depend on just either what the governor of those states wants to do or is willing to do or what the mayor can do. But in terms of homeowners, there are 3 million homeowners right now who are behind on their mortgages. And so 2.1 million were already on a forbearance plan from last year due to COVID. So this new plan, it's being proposed. We don't know if it's going to work or not or get approved, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to work with lenders as well as homeowners to get them to actually speak to each other on the phone to start the process.
Yep. Rent's too damn high. Yes, it is. 21 after the hour.
Rent is too damn high. Ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now on the DJB program with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, I'm Doug Steffen. So, Jay, I see the 12 of Europe's biggest football clubs have formed a Super League. Sounds like the name of a new, the League of Justice or something, a new movie could be built out of this. Why is this trending in America? Might be a question.
This is just huge across the board because, so, like you said, Doug, 12 of Europe's top soccer teams. So this includes Real Madrid, Arsenal, Manchester United. They're forming a breakaway league called the European Super League, ESL. Three more teams are expected to join. They want to get things kicked off as soon as possible, looking at a 2022 start. And it's a midweek, like the games are going to be during the midweek. And all of these teams, all of these players are still like, you know, we're still going to do all of our other things. We're still going to play in our other leagues. We're still going to, you know, honor the other commitments. But FIFA and UEFA, the European, or the Union of European Football Associations, are like, if you go do this, we are banning you. You will not play domestically. You will not play internationally a part of us. You will not do anything on the world stage to represent any of us. So
this is, I don't get it because I don't get it. But when it comes to football and soccer or whatever it is, a lot of youngsters seem to be paying more attention. Richie, your son is what, 16, 17? He's got a driver's license, I think.
Turns 17 on Wednesday.
Sends me nuts. All right, I remember when the kid was born.
Yep.
Anyway.
You're lying.
I know.
So, but is he a soccer? That seems to me I remember him being a soccer.
He was a baseball and basketball guy, but mostly baseball.
All right, so not soccer. But a lot of youngsters are soccer. They're focusing. There's a lot of soccer being played.
Lacrosse, yeah.
And about a mile down the street from me, they took an old cow pasture, and they made it a soccer field for the kids in three or four times.
Watch for third base. It's a smelly one.
Yeah. We have
that's not a base
on the farm here. We have a regular baseball. We could play baseball out in the. We have our own bases. There's cow poop over here and cow poop over there and cow poop there. Run around the bases and it's especially effective when you slide into the base. Very
unintentionally.
Yeah. Right. All right. So Matthew McConaughey has been drifting around, Jay, thinking, talking about
What about me running for governor? Would he win, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So this looks like something that will pique people's interest. This was about 1,100 people in this survey.
Yeah, there's a poll conducted by the Dallas Morning News and the University of Texas Tyler asking about winnability of Governor Abbott. 45% of people that answered this said Matthew McConaughey should be our new governor. They would totally vote for him.
There you go. So is he going to run? He sounded like he was like half seriously considering.
He told Hugh Hewitt he was thinking about running. But, you know, it's Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if
he's also selling his book right now.
Yeah.
Because right. The more about people talk about that, oh, let's talk to Matthew McConaughey about running for governor. He's selling a book.
Where is he politically? I don't know anything about his politics.
I don't think anybody really knows. He's definitely not super progressive.
One way or another, yeah.
I think he would maybe
he's right of center, I would say, if I had to guess.
Well, if he's on with Hugh Hewitt, he ain't on the left. You can put that two and two together.
He would be allowed on, I think. It's not like a moratorium.
Allowed on. Okay. So the Wahlberg mother has passed away. I didn't realize she had dementia. But there's some really sweet pictures here locally in some of the newspapers, and it's been around now that all of
she
them.
She was the heart of that TV show, the reality show.
Yeah, Wahlbergers.
Yep.
Who knew there were 9 children in that family? Do you know there were 9
Well, if
children?
You watched the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, anyone who watched the show fully
aware. I watched the show. I just know Mark from his movies, and there were Donnie from being on Blue Bloods, and the singing group. But I didn't know there was, what, Paul, Robert,
which
Jim.
Which group was he in? I can't remember. Which one was it?
New Kids on the Block.
Shh, Jay!
I'm sorry. I don't know, for a moment I was like, wait a second.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, 2 National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake. End quote. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Launching a helicopter is no big deal as the technology's been around for decades. Launching a helicopter on Mars is a whole different story. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set to attempt to take flight on the surface of Mars on Monday. The vehicle's first flight has been delayed twice as engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab completed extra tests on the helicopter. Should Monday's test be a success, it would be the first time that a human-controlled vehicle took flight on the surface of another planet. Former astronaut Jose Hernandez says it would be an incredible technical achievement. He tells Fox News about the difficulties of flying through the Martian atmosphere.
And you know, the amazing feat of all this is that Mars only has 1% of the volume of atmosphere that the planet has, that our planet has. Now, it's partially offset by the fact that the gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
Perseverance and Ingenuity landed together inside Mars' 28-mile-wide Jezero crater on February 18th. A majority of Americans want to end lifetime appointments for U.S. Supreme Court justices. According to a Reuters poll, less than half are in favor of other efforts to reform the judiciary. The National Opinion Poll conducted on Thursday and Friday found that 63% of adults supported term limits or age limits for Supreme Court justices. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, the double shot of our Jays. Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Phil McGeehan, who's been with us now for, how long has he been here, Richie? Was it a couple of years? Has he been
about
here
a year.
Yeah. About a year, yeah. His sister passed away, so she is in his mind and on our mind, and he is as well. He's a good guy. Have you noticed how lacking clarity sort of is clarity in itself? What do you think, ladies, of that statement? When you can't see clearly, it sort of clarifies things. If things are hazy, then you haven't made up your mind about things. It's like, should I spend $100 for this dress or not?
Yes.
Should I go buy a new car? Yes, okay. All right. I think it's one of those things that conundrums of life, like what we do with some of the crazies who are in. Who are we to say that the Oath Keepers are crazy under the circumstances. The Oath Keepers, what's the other one that Caviezel's involved in that we were talking about earlier? The what's the name of that other group?
Promise Keepers?
Right, the Promise Keepers, right? No, it's not the Promise. Isn't AEO or
QAnon.
Yeah. The QAnon, that's a
I was like, what is he talking about? AEO, well done, Rich. Well done.
Yeah, I don't know how you got there, Rich, but
he's been around long enough.
I mentioned to him the story. I saw it up on the TV that CNN is saying Jim Caviezel is spreading QAnon rumors.
Oh.
So that's the only reason I knew what was in his brain.
So CNN being left of center, and happy to take a shot at anybody who's right of center, whether he is or he isn't, it would make great fodder for them to come up with a fake
Passion
news
of the Christ.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's why they were taking the shot. When
he's also
the
done a couple of those Christian
prophet.
Movies.
Right.
Yeah, some other movies. He was, for those who don't know who Caviezel is, he played Jesus in the Mel Gibson movie, and he more recently played the star, the enforcer on a very good television program called Person of Interest, which I thought was once in a while it got off. It's kind of hard. It's kind of like, and Richie, you surprised me. You haven't seen any of the episodes of Debris that starred my friend Jonathan Tucker. The show has continued on now, and each week there's a different sort of, there's a thread to the show, but it's like each week is a movie on its own. And it's all about, you were talking earlier about this guy that's on Netflix or some one of the networks that came here in
a show, Resident Alien on Sci-Fi Channel, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I don't know, I'm off on a tangent. Let's go back to the Oath Keepers for a second. A founding member of this group.
Nothing has changed here.
Somehow this will lead itself into soil talk. I can
stick with us.
Soil.
It's going somewhere.
Yeah. If it doesn't go to soil, it'll go to scrap metal in about 10 seconds.
No. It may go to space. You never can tell. A lot of things going on.
All right. So anyway, your original intention was to talk about
the Oath Keepers and some of these groups that are around. Apparently, one of the fellows who's a founding member, John Ryan Schaffler, that his name? Schaefer Schaffler? He was arrested in the riot on Capitol Hill. He pled guilty, agreed to cooperate against the others. Now, that ought to go over well. There are 410 people who have been charged with this. So what does this do to up the focus of the investigation, trying to find out who's what? Is it too late? I mean, look at we're in April now, for heaven's sake. This is 3 months ago. Who's going to remember what happened under the circumstances? This guy plays a guitar.
I think what a lot of people are saying is that, you know, there is a, and I told you guys about this, I think earlier, a few months ago, there seems to be different levels of scrutiny. It seems that a lot of people who burned down federal buildings were handed a bunch of cash to get out of jail by even the Vice President, Kamala Harris. The people who went into the Capitol, who were the doopy-doops that went in round two, that were just walking through taking pictures, have had their lives ruined. The people who were just at the rally for Trump, and I've told you this, people that I know that had nothing to do with walking into the Capitol, in fact, they were probably a mile away from the Capitol, have had the FBI go into their homes and ransack looking for evidence. I had one friend, they took like a Trump bumper sticker and a poster out of their house after they ransacked the house. And this is a little bit frustrating because over the weekend, you had Maxine Waters, who's a congressman from here in California, who went out after curfew in Minneapolis this past weekend and said, we need more violence, essentially. We need you to stand your ground. We need you to stay here and fight. And after she said that, shots were fired at National Guardsmen in Minneapolis. So where is the call for her to be removed from office? Where are the people looking for those people who shot the National Guardsmen? Is it the same level of justice going on? Do we really take both of these things just as seriously, or are we taking one more seriously than the other? And I don't know.
Yes, the answer is yes to that question. I think it is anyway. I think that there's a lot of injustice. There's selective justice. We've become so clearly intent on having Black Lives Matter And then a lot of stuff is getting played, at least in my mind, anyway, it's getting played or overplayed or underplayed, depending on what the color of your skin is, and it's just not right. It needs to be, we need to, it says in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, equal justice for all, and we don't have it. We have never had it, as far as I can see. In my studies of where the country has come from, how it's grown, we have never, ever had that kind of honor. And I think that it's a real, it's very distressing. I don't know. I don't know where to go with it other than to tell you that I think I'm tired of all of the focus on individuals and this guy's got rights and that guy's got rights and everybody has rights. And what is, you know, the whole religious freedom thing?
What's a system that doesn't discriminate? A system that doesn't discriminate would say that anyone who during the summer, during a protest turned violent that burned down a police car or destroyed a federal building should be in the same amount of trouble as someone who breached the Capitol. It's just, that's what an equal playing field would be. That is a system without discrimination. But right now, what we're seeing is an overabundance of like, coddling, you know, one group of people, making an example of another group of people.
Yep.
And so it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. If you do something that is destructive to personal property or government property, you should be treated in the same manner. End of story. Should that, I mean, do I think that anybody who, I mean, there's even this uneven thing where the woman who went inside the Capitol, Ashley Babbitt, who was shot, they're not naming that Capitol police officer who shot her. Yet it seems that in other cases, when police officer involved shootings, we know the name right away. And it doesn't make any sense. It's just,
why are they protecting?
It's very frustrating.
Why are they protecting that person? I don't know if it's a male or female.
No
so
idea.
I
don't know. We don't know if it's a male or female. I couldn't even.
Right.
Tell
that's
you.
What I'm saying.
It's
I don't.
Male.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
All right. Here's a good story. The school in Atlanta getting a name change. Forest Hill Academy was named after a KKK leader. For the city's board, school board voted unanimously to change the school to be named after Hank Aaron. Remember him, the Major League Baseball player, broke a lot of racial barriers, as well as Babe Ruth's career home run record. He wasn't the first by any stretch of the imagination, but he was one of the best. I remember meeting him, and he was a friend of Pete Rose's. And I've told this story before. When I was doing afternoons on a local radio station in Cincinnati, Pete Rose followed me on the air from 6 to 8. And he would bring in lots of his friends and fans and people that he played with. And I remember Hank Aaron just seemed like he ought to be everybody's grandfather. You know what I mean? He just was that kind of a guy. Everybody thought very highly of him. Anyway, so is he being... In my mind, ought to be remembered as a great baseball player and a really good guy. And then the subset here is that he was black. So is he remembered more for being a black baseball player because he broke racial barriers or because he was a good baseball player or because he was a good guy?
Maybe
you can wrap them all into
thing.
All of that added up.
Yeah. I mean, but anybody to replace the name of a KKK leader would get my vote. Right. Hank Aaron is a wonderful candidate for having his name on a building, but sure. And I put Mickey Mouse on there too.
A lot of people got upset with the reason the All-Star Game moved out of Atlanta because they were supposed to pay tribute to Hank Aaron. They, you know, Major League Baseball made a boneheaded decision, and they. You know, I think in doing that, it's too bad. So at least something is paying tribute to Hank Aaron. That's good.
Coming up in a moment. Let's go out into space. Everybody ready? To the moon, Alice! Or maybe beyond, right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, for those of you who are wondering what's going on down in Melbourne along the Space Coast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, SpaceX gearing up for its third astronaut launch in under a year. They have a green light from NASA, so Thursday is another planned flight. Managers from NASA and from SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's company. Elon Musk's company.
That's the loser brother that never really made anything of himself.
Anyway, they've cleared the Falcon rocket and the Dragon capsule for a dawn liftoff with a crew of four going up to the International Space Station. They can spend 6 months up there, placing the crew that's coming back home again. The rocket and the capsule, you remember, designed for reuse, used to launch the current station crew last November. It's the same one. It's kind of like that's what they did with the Challenger and the Endeavour, all the shuttles. This capsule, as a matter of fact, has been named Endeavour in honor of the shuttles. Kind of cool. And they named some of them, I think, after other shuttles as well. They also, at SpaceX, are celebrating a contract to develop a spacecraft to land astronauts on the moon. NASA said that SpaceX will build spacecraft that will land astronauts on the moon. This is the first time anybody's been sent in that direction since Apollo. They're going to build a human landing system. That's quite an announcement when you think about it. It's for Elon Musk, who on the surface seems like he's a little unusual. But think about somebody who's done what this guy has done. Somebody who's unusual? I mean, Steve Jobs.
Crazy genius.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Right, exactly.
Elon Musk has a kid with Grimes, and no one even can say the kid's name because it's like a bunch of, like, algorithm code. Like, that's what he named
really?
His child. Yeah. No one, everyone goes, oh, how's the baby? No one, you can't pronounce it. It's bizarre. But yes, he's a genius and he's weird.
By the way, don't confuse, there are another couple of companies that were trying to build this. Boeing, certainly one of them. And a company, when you first look at the name, you think it was associated with Scientology because it's called Dianetics. It's not Dianetics.
Isn't that the worst name?
I don't understand why
right?
they came up with that. It's
yeah.
too close. Yeah. Dianetics and Dianetics. Maybe we should put the ashes of what's his face?
L. Ron Hubbard.
He's already there. Oh, that's right, too. They already sent him up there. You're right. Right, Jennifer. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money pit time.
Money pit.
Wait a minute.
Money pit.
There it is. I almost hit the post. It's time for Tom Kreidler, who co-hosts along with Leslie Segretti, the fabulously popular and valuable Money Pit home improvement radio program. They've got a podcast and they have a newsletter. And I'm going to go right to that because I was reading it over the weekend. Children in the Garden. How to grow and how to teach children the value of what you of life, really. That's what it's about. I thought this was cool. You know me in gardens and being on the farm. So what caught your attention here? Why did you make a big deal out of this?
Well, you know, if you want to get kids outside, you want them to do an activity that is friendly, fun, safe, and something you enjoy, bribery always works. And the idea of creating and planting a pizza garden is how you accomplish all of this and get them to eat their vegetables at the same time. Yeah, the idea here, Doug, is to create a small garden. It could be a raised garden or it could be, you know, a level garden and plant the types of things that you would find on a pizza. So you might plant some tomatoes.
Yeah.
You might plant some peppers.
Peppers,
plant
sure.
Some mint. Things of this nature, right?
Right.
And you want to make it really fun. You
mushrooms.
Can start with like a 4 to 6 foot circle and then divide it into pizza slices. And every slice is a different plant.
And you teach them how to grow a hamburger.
There you
right?
go.
Bingo. What's going on for Earth Day? I would think there'd be a lot of things going on at the Money Pit for Earth Day, which is this week and this coming weekend,
yeah,
right?
This week, lots of stuff. We get busy this time of year as folks start to prep for the warm weather ahead and think about ways to be a little bit more responsible in terms of the resources that we use. Mm-hmm. So we've got some content about how you can update your bathroom fixtures and faucets without losing any of that vigor to your shower or the ability to flush and all these other things by using earth-friendly WaterSense fixtures and faucets, which use about a third less water than traditional ones.
You can find that info. MoneyPit.com/podcast. Yeah. All right. Rich from Virginia has a question for you. I'm thinking that this is probably going to be over the top. But anyway, Rich from Virginia, take it away, will you please?
Dear Tom, I recently had a water leak from the first floor to the bottom floor of one of my bathrooms from a broken flange on a toilet and found some mold when I cut open the ceiling.
Oh, no.
How should I best handle that mold problem, and how long should I keep the ceiling open before I close it up?
Move out.
Done. Gone. Florida, here I come. Boom. Each side.
All right, well, a couple of things. First of all, when you opened up the ceiling, did you see actual mold? Did you see decay, rot? Was this something that was ongoing for some time, or was it just sort of a one-and-done leak?
I think it has leaked before, but not in a long time. So there was some black, wet wood from the subfloor upstairs.
Right. Okay.
And then I saw what appeared to be kind of like a small area of kind of a gelatinous-looking bubble material type soft looking thing.
All right, well, look, you may or may not have had mold. A couple of things to know. Once the wood gets wet like that, it starts to decay. If it's wet for a long time, it's got to be over 25% moist for the decay organisms to wake up and start breaking down the fiber. And a lot of times what you see in situations like this is the decay and not so much mold. Mold could be part of this mix, and the fact that the leak has been fixed means it will sort of starve it from any further growth. If you want to be extra careful, all you really need to do here is to spray that open area down with a bleach solution. You know, I would use maybe one-third bleach, two-thirds water, and just spray it down and let it sit, and that will kill any remaining mold that is left behind.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir.
All right. Here's a question from a legitimate listener to this program. Stan was talking. He heard us talk about building raised garden beds, that sort of thing. The risks of chemicals is the question here from the lumber.
Yeah, you know, there always has been this fear of using pressure-treated lumber for garden beds because the fear was that the arsenic that was in the pressure-treated lumber could somehow end up in the vegetables. And there's never been any solid proof that this happens, although there certainly is reasons to be concerned. However, the reason you should not be concerned today is because we don't treat lumber that way anymore and haven't done so for at least 10 years. The chemicals there are copper-based, and we don't have that kind of concern about leaching into vegetables. But if you are concerned, you have two options. Number one, you could choose to use non-pressure treated lumber to build that cart bed, or you can line that raised garden bed with plastic.
All right, lots of power in the information. Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.